This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York. So Apple has acknowledged problems with cellular connectivity in its newest smartwatch. Unfortunately, this raises questions about the device's most significant feature. In its official statement, Apple said the problem occurs when the Apple Watch Series 3, featuring an LTE chip for cellular service, joins unauthorized Wi-Fi wireless networks without connectivity. Apple said it is investigating a fix for a future software released. Let's get the latest. Joining us now with more from San Francisco is the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle.
Thanks for having me.
So Apple issued this statement after reviewers of the Wall Street Journal encountered problems. Specifically, what was going on?
Both reviewers of the Wall Street Journal and The Verge ran into insufficient connectivity when they were using the cellular connection on the new Apple Watch. And that's the signature feature of this new device. So both reviewers reached out to Apple and asked them what was going on. And they tried other devices and still ran into the same problem.
Has it proven to be the big challenge? A lot of people say it is to get the hardware right. Just how does that wristish size complicate things?
Increasingly, as Apple and other companies look to miniaturize the technology that we've had in phones and tablets and computers for years, they're going to run into challenges with that. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do to take all the functionality of a phone and shrink it down to a 42-millimeter watch and put that on your wrist. Certainly, that's a component of this, but if you hear what Apple has to say in its statement, they're really signaling that this has more to do with a software problem than it does with a hardware situation. We don't have absolute clarity on that, but that would certainly make it an easier fix, according to experts, than if this were, in fact, a hardware problem.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously it's not the best thing to happen prior to a release. And with this being the first completely new product released under CEO Tim Cook, what kind of new microscope is this under?
And this is always the watch line, which began in 2015, has always been one that's been watched closely by analysts, Wall Street, investors, Apple lovers, everyone else, because to your point, it is the first new product launched under Tim Cook. They've eyed it closely because they're wondering, does Apple still have that ability to launch products that really gain mainstream traction and generate a ton of sales? And to date, the watch hasn't been able to do that. There was a lot of hope that it might be able to diversify Apple's revenue stream, two-thirds of which comes from the iPhone right now. And at this juncture, we still haven't seen watch sales or unit sales of watches broken out by the company, which signals it's still pretty small. It's still a pretty small business.
Mm-hmm. But is that promise that it can operate independently of an iPhone or a Wi-Fi signal, is that a turning point if, let's say, sales expectations are any indication? How are things looking?
It's certainly a turning point for a lot of consumers out there. Anecdotally, I've heard more people say following this watch launch that they're intrigued by the device, that they're thinking about getting one. And that's largely because for a lot of consumers, since the watch was launched in 2015, the big conundrum has been, well, okay, what's the purpose of this? What does it really do, right? I mean, we've had analog and digital watches for a long time, and they tell time just fine. I think for a lot of people, they're looking at the watch and it's not translating to them as to what service it really provides. And cellular connectivity and the ability to leave your phone behind and just wear your watch, that opened people's eyes to, okay, maybe this is the one that actually I could use and get some use out of.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle about Apple's newest smartwatch. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
What are the keys to making better decisions in work and life? One of the most successful entrepreneurs and investors of our time, Ray Dalio, has written down his recipes for doing so in his new book, Principles. According to Michael Bloomberg, creating and living by a set of principles allowed Ray to reach the top. Everyone with goals and dreams can learn from his approach. To learn more or to hear Ray's TED Talk, visit principles.com.
Thanks for joining us. So to further expand a little, you know, the smartwatch is that one device that catches some steam, but, you know, as we've been saying, never really sees that fire. Any additional thoughts from analysts or people in the business about what specifically might be holding the watch back from that mass market appeal?
One of the analysts I spoke to recently about the watch just really highlighted the lack of apps that you can use on the watch that there really aren't a whole lot of people out there talking about, like, oh, I've got this great app on my watch and it helps me do this, that, and the other. Whereas with our phones, we often hear about apps that have been released that we should add that could simplify or improve our lives in some way, shape, or form. You just don't get that with the watch as often. And part of that may be a little bit of a chicken and egg problem, right? Mm-hmm. There are not that many people who have watches, so therefore there are not that many people that would know what the watch is capable of, who can begin to spread that word. And then as a consequence of there not being that many people with watches, there also is some reluctance among developers to spend a lot of time and energy creating apps for the watch because there's not that many people they can reach with those apps.
We'll leave it right there. Trip Mickle, thanks for the latest.
Thanks so much, Tanya.
If you want the latest on all things Apple, you can follow Trip Mickle's coverage at wsj.com/tech. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.